بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, the Sahaba asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, they said, they used to talk to him about Jannah, and they used to ask him questions about Jannah. What can we do? How can we do? Rasulullah ﷺ said, in Jannah there will be some people who Allah will bless and reward. They will have palaces which will be floating in the air. The whole palace is in the air. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, then how will we get into that palace? Rasulullah ﷺ said, the way the bird gets into the nest, which means you will fly into your palace. He said, there will be some people who Allah will reward with a palace which will be made of one single pearl. Ek moti. One single pearl. And he said, it will be 70 cubits in length. Otherwise, an architect, think about it. One single pearl. Ajib. The Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so on and so forth. So, in these conversations, Rasulullah ﷺ said to the Sahaba once, he said that in Jannah, you will be able to invite whoever you like to your house. They said, Ya Rasulullah, even you, he said, even me. Now imagine, we like to have dawats, no? We like to invite people and so on and so on. And you invite this one and that one and this leader, that leader. How about you invite Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam? Yusuf alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam. Imagine you inviting Musa alayhi salam and asking him and saying, please tell us the story when you were with Khidr. We read in the Quran, but we want to listen from you. Some more details he will probably tell us, right? Because the Quran is Bukhtasar. The reason I'm saying all this is, because if we want to have all this, first we have to get there. First we have to get there. And to get there, a simple formula is, if you want to invite Rasulullah ﷺ to your home, if I want to invite him to my house in Jannah, then I must make my house here in this dunya as close as possible to be able to receive him here. Because if I cannot invite him here to my house, how will I invite him to Jannah? So let us imagine this. Let me ask you to do this as an experiment. Just think about that. Today go and sit down peacefully in one place and imagine this. And try to imagine it in as much detail as you can. Imagine that you get a message and Rasulullah ﷺ comes to you in a dream, or maybe you get a message somehow, you know. To say that Rasulullah ﷺ and his wife, our mother Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu anha, are going to visit you. And they will stay with you for 3 days, because Rasulullah ﷺ said this is the haqq of the brother on his brother, that he can stay with you for 3 days. So Rasulullah ﷺ and his wife, our mother Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu anha, are going to visit you. Now, obviously we will be very happy. Alhamdulillah, what is better than this? Seeing Rasulullah ﷺ in a dream itself is ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, the Nabi himself is coming to my house, and his wife is coming to my house. then you suddenly realize, can I receive him in my house? So think about this. Think about this. Because, for example, if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam now comes to our house, what is he going to see there? What will he see? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to inform Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about people's thoughts. He used to inform Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about what people used to say in secret. Abu Sufyan and his wife Hinda, radiallahu anhuma, at Fatah Makkah, they had a conversation in their house. When Abu Sufyan came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is what you said to your wife and this is what your wife replied. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed him. So supposing if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to my house, and Allah decides to inform him of what is in my heart, what will happen? What will happen? If Allah decides to inform him of what is in my heart, and if there is in my heart, if there is greed, if there is envy, there is jealousy, there is hatred, there is fear of everyone other than Allah. There is love for everyone except Allah and Musa and Rasulullah. If all of this is in my heart, and if Allah decides to inform him, maybe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, sorry, I came to the wrong house. Let me go back from here. So if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming to my house, what do I need to change in myself first? What do I need to change in my heart? What do I need to change in my house itself? If he walks in through my front door, what is he going to see? What will he see? We all know our houses. If he walks in through the front door, what will he see? He comes into the living room, dining room, what will he see? He comes into the kitchen, what will he see? He goes into my bedroom, what will he see? His wife, our mother, talks to my wife, what will my wife tell him? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is staying with me. In the morning, what does he see? Does he see me getting up in the night for tahajjud? When he is staying in my house, does he hear the recitation of the Quran? When he is staying in my house, does he see me going to the masjid for salah? When he is staying in my house, something happens, somebody irritates me, somebody angers me, somebody does something which I don't like, my response, my reaction, will Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam be happy with that reaction? Somebody comes to ask me for some help, my reaction, will Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam be happy with that reaction? If Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks me, so tell me about your earnings. Tell me about your earnings. What is your business? What do you do? What will I tell him? If Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks me, is there any interest that you are paying or receiving in your business, in your income? What will I tell him?
Because if I tell him, yes, there is an I have interest in my business, it means that I am saying to him that you are my enemy. I have accepted a declaration of war from you. This is what Allah said. So how can the Prophet ﷺ stay in my house when I am at war with him? If Rasulullah ﷺ talks to my children, he talks to my wife, what will they tell him about me? They won't lie, obviously. Why will they lie to the Prophet ﷺ? So what will they say about me? If he talks to my students, what will they say? If he talks to my teachers, what will they say about me? If Rasulullah ﷺ talks to my servants, he talks to my employees, and just tell me about this man who you work for. How does he treat you? Do you eat what he eats? Does he treat you with respect? Does he give you more work than you can do? What will they say? If I have any pets in my house and Rasulullah ﷺ looks at them, what will he see? If he looks at my car, what will my car tell him? If you drive on the street, if he's sitting next to me in the car, I'm driving, what kind of driving is that? What will he say to that driving? When I park my car, what will he say about the parking? When I leave my slippers outside the masjid, what will he say about those slippers? Go into this in detail. Sit down and reflect. Do this as an exercise, seriously. Today, sit down and reflect. Seriously, and say, get your family together also. Make them all sit down together. And say, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming tomorrow to our house. Inshallah. Tell them. And ask Allah for that. Ask Allah. And it will happen because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who has seen me in a dream, فَقَدْ رَأَ الْحَقِّ. He has seen the truth. Because shaitan cannot take my shape. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam cannot come to our house in person, in flesh and blood, but he can come in our dream, inshallah. We ask Allah for this. But before that, sit down, sit with your whole family. Sit them all down. And say that, inshallah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming tomorrow to our house. So what do you think we need to do to prepare for his visit? What must change in our house? What must change in my heart? What must change in my behavior? What must change in my income? I cannot feed the Nabi haram food. Can you do that? Some doubtful chicken and some Coca-Cola and Pepsi and God knows what you are going to feed him this. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. Imagine that tomorrow when he comes is also your daughter's wedding or your son's wedding. Whatever you had planned. Now the Prophet ﷺ is going to be there. What is more barakah for your son or daughter to have the Nabi alayhi salam in the wedding? Now what will you do? What to do about the Gana party and what to do about the Khawali and what to do about the band and baja and what to do about all the israf and nonsense that you were planning to do? Now what? Now what? Nothing is lost. You can change. So change. Sit your family down. And tell them tomorrow, Rasulullah ﷺ is coming to our house. What do we need to change? Let us change now. In our hearts, in our behavior, in our speech, in our actions, in our environment, in what we have in the house and what we should have in the house and what we should not have in the house. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, supposing all of us are walking around with these phones. He said, what is this? Ya Rasulullah, this is a phone. It's a smartphone. Oh, very nice. Let me see it. Oh, these are your movies on the phone. Oh, nice. Let me see them. Oh, this is your internet history. Let me see that. This is your YouTube history. Let me see that. These are the pictures, the photos on your phone. Let me see what photos you have. Eh? So let us make this niyyah, inshallah, al-mustahab. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, to give us the barakah of His Nabi alayhi salam, of His didar, of looking at Him, His beautiful place, of speaking to Him in our dream before we die. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant that we are in Jannah, where we will invite Him to our house, inshallah. And we ask Allah to make it possible for us to make our homes today here as we speak fit for the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.